Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to this week's call. We're working with our first integration session for round five, cuatro, no, cinco. I better brush up on my Spanish. The call today, as we head into breathwork integration, will be primarily breathwork and body talk combined today. So you'll hear a bit of music playing in the background. If all goes well, I'm in a different location today, so fingers crossed. The Wi-Fi is strong here. Even though I'm in a remote location, they have a Starlink thing or something that makes it work really well. And the only other question I have is, without my headphones, how the balance will be of the sound. So while I'm waiting for everyone to keep dropping in their intentions for their session, their journey today, I'm just going to randomly put on any old song. And I'm going to invite you just to see if you can hear my voice and the music. If any one of them needs to go up or down, my voice or the music, please let me know. And if this sounds okay to everybody, then beautiful. Okay, I don't see anything either which way. Please feel free to give me like any sort of a emoji or a letter or anything random that you want to just put onto your keyboard. The music is too loud or my voice is too loud? Let me know. The music. Okay, thank you. That's an easy one to adjust. Okay, I'm going to put it to there. So I turn the music down and I'm just going to double check in and see about the ratio of music volume to my voice. This sounds a little bit better. Okay. Thank you all. I so appreciate that. Let me get out of here and press pause the music, and we're going to start that all over again. Okay. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to get yourself set up so that you have a nice cozy place to ideally lay, but sitting totally works, especially if you are dealing with any other health challenges like heart issues or just had eye surgery or you had high blood pressure. Laying down is a little bit challenging if you're going to be doing breath work, and you know that. So feel free to do it either laying down or seated, whatever you so feel the call to do, honoring your own system and what's present for you today, because it might be different today than it was last time. So I invite you to check in. Once you've done so, go ahead and get comfy. I invite you to soften your body. We've been working with softening that diamond-shaped band of tissue between the sit bones and the genitals and the anus. So I invite you to go ahead and find that area of your body and to invite it to soften in the ways that we have been doing, which is multiple times, inviting in multiple waves of relaxation, and letting yourself really drop into your seats. And each wave of relaxation, because this diamond-shaped tissue band has several layers to it, and may actually invite in something else that relaxes throughout the entire system. Now, in the center of this diamond-shaped band, in the center of your perineum, there's something called the perineal body. It's almost like an endocrine gland. It's not formally recognized as one, but it does offer secretions. And the perineal body in the very center here, if you can access it, and you're welcome to place your hand in your perineum just to see if you can find that sort of that body. You might need to use your fingers. You might need to be in a different position to make that more useful for yourself. But if you wish, you can try to find it. And just see if in particular, while you're relaxing these multiple waves of tissue, so you can also sense that perineal body also relaxing. You may even play with it. You may on purpose tense this whole region and then relax it. You may go back and forth between tension for a breath, relaxation for a couple of breaths. If that feels right to you, feel free to go ahead and try that on. And as you do that, every inhale is an opportunity to call in, to breathe, and to drink in this life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it. And I'm going to invite you to, as you savor that, just notice again that diamond-shaped band of tissue. And see if you can also, while you're savoring this, savor any relaxation that's present through this perineum. Okay, and amongst that all, I'm going to invite you to just simply receive another offering of savoring by means of, again, looking around your space, whether that's internally, if your eyes are closed and you're internal, that's great. If you're external and the eyes are open, that's great too. Or you might be internal with the eyes open. Wherever you are, the invitation is to locate something in that field, externally or internally, that's pleasant to neutral. And as you, excuse me, I just saw a deer walk by. This is a magical location out here in Bright Creek. As you continue to breathe in this way, we invite you to imagine that your entire inhale and exhale is an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you and soften that diamond band of tissue just a little bit more as you continue to appreciate the qualities of all that you're observing. And then see if you can let your internal or external gaze land on one thing in particular. And notice all the elements of it that you like the most. And as you appreciate the elements, the pieces, whether it's the shape, the size, the color, what it reminds you of, or something else. Maybe it's the way the light and the shadow are playing within it. The invitation is to again savor, to drink this in, and to know that this becomes sort of like a touchstone, like a resource for this moment as well as throughout the breath practice. So you can touch back in on this at any time that you feel like you need just an extra little bit of support, an extra little bit of resourcing. In the same way that we don't run a marathon without eating a fuel-based meal prior to it. Think of this as your opportunity to receive and touch on as much nourishment or sustenance as is required for your particular journey today. That might end up being a casual hike through the woods. It might be something a little bit more rigorous. We'll see where it goes for you today. And as you continue to drink this all in and savor it, the invitation is to notice how the body's responding. And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor that too. I'm just going to hear a bit of background music come on while you continue to savor. And drinking in the goodness of all that's here, breathing that in, and letting yourself steep deeply in this. And then I'm going to offer these words. And I'm going to invite you, actually, just before I do that, to connect to your breath. Vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. The invitation is to put just a little bit of effort on the inhale, almost like you would need a little bit of effort to lift your hand up from gravity. And on the exhale, the hand is able to fall down with ease, without any interruption, without any pausing or anything slowing it down. It just falls at the natural rate of gravity itself. So the same way, bringing those qualities to your breath, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Taking out the pause at the top and the bottom of the breath. So just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. And they become like a dance. And they, as they float, and they flow without pause, become connected consciously. And this radical act of opening up through the mouth to take that breath now to the mouth if you haven't already, is to open up to the nourishment that's present in your breath. We can only go 3 to 4 minutes without air, 3 to 4 days without water, 3 to 4 weeks without food. There's something very precious about this particular resource. Many regard it as our connection to source, to spirit, to whatever you call that, the mystery of life. So as you breathe here, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, they'll pause. We call in that connection just a little bit more vigorously. At the same time, we're breathing through the mouth, which helps to bring up all the human stuff that hasn't been yet digested. So as you inhale and you exhale, we're letting any material, conscious or subconscious, wherever it's held, to rise up through the body, through the mind. Meaning you may feel things that are a little bit surprising. You may have interesting perceptions of temperature. There might be that ache from, you know, way back when, or a memory from who knows how long ago, or something that's not even yours, from the ancestors as you enter other realms. I'm going to invite you to be curious. In fact, how curious can you be right now? As you turn with your breath towards what's here right now, I'm going to invite you, by means of breathing, to welcome whatever is happening. By simply welcoming whatever is here, it actually begins to lessen the stress. Have you ever noticed that? When I argue with what is, I seem to lose. So I'm going to invite you to actually just turn towards what is, whatever that is right now in this moment, and simply be with it. Nothing you need to do or change or fix. Even if those voices are telling you that something needs to change or fix, or you need to attend to this some other way, I invite you to again welcome them without having to change anything. Just continuing by means of welcoming and breathing and being curious to receive however your process will unfold for you today. Feel free to touch in on your intention as I offer these words, whatever your intentions are for this journey for you today. Thank you to Creator, to Spirit, to Universe, whatever we call this. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, who have gathered here with us today. Thank you for holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us and guiding us as we journey today. Thank you to the earth that holds us, the sky above giving us space. Thank you to the fire that pours through us, connecting us to spirit. And thank you to the water that connects us to our consciousness, our emotions. May they flow. And thank you to the families that created you, the ancestors that created them, the lineage that's held it all, and the deepest of gratitude to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands. Thank you for your grace, your kindness, your stewardship, your provision. We take that not for granted, but with deep layers of gratitude. and thank you to whatever will unfold in this journey today. We ask that its insights, its awarenesses be supportive to each and every breather's intentions. And we ask that this journey today serve them in ways that continue to ripple forward through this world, blessing it as they carry themselves through it all. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings in your journey today. We're actually starting off in the sixth house, house of Virgo energy, house of practical action, house of supporting ourselves, our health, and being able to align practical action with that. It happens through as well, there's a correlative energy here to the small intestine and its meridian. And the small intestine meridian brings in that intellect, that awareness, that discernment that's meant to help you to, again, dial in your practical health. Not always like the sexy stuff, but this is like the stuff of like having a routine, for instance. And that might vary. If you're anything like me, I have a routine, but it's kind of novel. It doesn't always look like the exact same each and every way. So it's not a precise science. It's a malleable routine. So there's roughly, of the five or six things I like to do, I usually hit four of them, maybe three, maybe five. And I just let that be enough. Okay. This is the area of our body that says, not just about routine, but it says like, hey, this is actually what I want to do to feel well in the future. And as you hang out with its energy, the sixth house, connecting through, interestingly enough, even though the small intestine meridian runs more through the upper shoulders across the back body, it's connecting into the right leg, which is the masculine leg, which is all about also taking action. And I actually see it as having been, like, it's a past life energy, held within the family lines. It's on dad's side, it's going back six generations. And of someone who had a severe leg injury, they may have had an amputation, they may have just had sort of like Bell's palsy or Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, which created movement difficulties. And usually that happens in multiple areas of the body, not just one. But we're looking at whatever was affecting that right leg through the nervous system in a very strongly debilitating way. And it's carrying throughout the entire right leg a consciousness of impotency. Meaning, like, you don't have any potency, you don't have any agency, you don't have any chutzpah. You don't have any sense of making your own choices and having a sense of autonomy within that all. I just keep seeing this, like, leash and halter. And different bondage things like that. And it's working with the theme of conditioned helplessness, conditioned powerlessness, and conditioned just go along with whatever we tell you to do, obedience. And it's held in place, there's an emotion wrapped around it of apathy. And it's actually connecting all the way from that right leg into the bottom of the small intestine, which is very twisty, turvy, curvy. We're working with a particular part that's near the lower right-hand side. The ileum, right before it meets the large intestine. Fancy name, ileocecal valve, just before the ileocecal valve. And this is meant to be an area, much like the rest of the small intestine, that absorbs nutrition, that absorbs nourishment, that absorbs things that are healthy for it. And here it learned that what was healthy for it was to fear. What was healthy for it was to avoid pain, to avoid punishment. So it learned to basically collapse its own sense of anything and completely oriented to other people and staying out of trouble, staying out of harm's way. I just keep hearing the words, if you know what's good for you, you'll do what I tell you. And as we release this pattern of having been dominated to the point where that's become a sense of safety, even though you know your system doesn't like it, we're going to run a seizure out of this and continue for the next 7 days. Starting with C, circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help the nervous system and the immune system alike to heal. And also working with the endocannabinoids in a very particular way at the level of the receptor sites to make sure that there is a permeability, to make sure that the receptor site can actually perceive and receive that endocannabinoid. And then we're going to also balance the yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and the yang, the masculine essence of protection. And then running hydration here, helping the cells to take in water and joy and releasing the impurities that no longer need to be here. And as those endocannabinoids circulate, in particular through that permeable receptor site, I see them as in turn being able to be received, perceived by the small intestine to invite in and invoke a sense of relaxation and to receive a regulated resiliency within the nervous system through this right leg again. Okay, then we're going to run D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that no longer needs to be here, and what remains be regularly reorganized, utilized for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Think of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. As I continue to the next 7 days, we're bringing in the four element model. Fire, earth, air, and as we work with these elements, working with their traditional indigenous sense and meaning of value, but more so working with the connection point. It's actually bringing all four elements into connection with each other. In the four element theory, there was actually a fifth element that wasn't as openly spoken about. The element was named quintessence. And it's the element of connection to the ethereal, the mysterious, to spirit. So fire, earth, air, water, all held in this container, bound by the essence of spirit itself. As we link into that fifth element, the quintessence, I see it as unwinding, where in Prama Body Talk, we say Ganesh lives, which is through the lower part of the pons, cerebellum. Well, really most of the pons and cerebellum. And its trunk goes into the brainstem. And Ganesh is thought to be the placer and the remover of obstacles. And as I see this connection between quintessence and Ganesha's archetype, I see it as like air circulating through the brainstem, going down through the spine and through every fork of that spine as the spinal column turns into all of the other nerves. I see it branching out. But it's doing so cool through a really interesting way. It's actually being really careful about it. It's actually being really conscious and mindful about which pathways are getting lit up again in your nervous system. On purpose, some will not be. And in others that haven't necessarily been met with the amount of attention that they would like to have, they're actually going to get a little bit more. In essence, we're bringing in the consciousness here of neural pruning through spirit. So we go through two times of neural pruning. I've talked about this in the last month or so, I think, in this group. We do one around 10, 11, 12, puberty, and another when our prefrontal cortex is full and our whole brain is fully formed, 21 to 24. So think of this as, and then people who are neurodivergent, meaning their neurotype is sometimes associated, I don't love these wordings, with ADHD or autism, they have a neural complexity, which is my favorite way of wording it, and they actually don't get the neural pruning periods. They actually retain all their connections. So think of this as bringing in spirit-led neural pruning, whether you have any neurodivergence or not in your system, and doing an extra little bit of cleanup work at this age here and now, and going back to those other ages in life where that was happening, and connecting into those any parts of you that got stalled there or sort of got frozen in time and disrupted there. And to meet all of that energy, we're just simply running the permissions. It's safe to move forward. It's safe to advance. Two permissions. Very related. It's safe to move forward. It's safe to advance. I'm going to say them again. I'm going to invite you to breathe right into your front body in particular as you hear these words. Right into that front body. Breathing right into that front body, exaggerating its movements through the front body, letting the back be back and see if you can separate out the two. It's kind of a lifelong practice, so just get whatever aspect of that is available right now. I'm breathing right into that front body as you hear these words again. It is safe to move forward. It is safe to advance. And as you breathe here, as you breathe in, I'm going to invite you to stay with that permissions in that breath for the next few minutes. I'm seeing the hypothalamus and its set points of its expectations, of its potential and its expression and what you can achieve in this lifetime, as being challenged in a good way. Challenging the status quo, what you thought could happen, and busting through any limitations or perceived glass ceilings that you may have internally created based on that learned helplessness, based on that learned powerlessness. And with that, I actually see that perineal body that we worked with earlier. And there's a thing about the perineal body in the center of this perineum. It actually is the place for your movement, your action, your practicality, your discernment, that movement, that action that you take from a practical discerned place, or any other place for that matter, is meant to come from. I'm just weaving it into our current theme of practical action and alignment with healthy essences for yourself. This perineal body is going to create a different form or capacity to access your center. And without accessing it, we're not moving from our center. We're moving from our conditioning that's wrapped around. And just like there is a center in your perineum, there's actually like a center line that goes up through the midline of the body to your vertical line, connecting you to Source and to humanity. And as we connect you to your center, and we invite you to on purpose pause and just simply breathe here. It's safe to move forward, and it's safe to advance from your center. And if you like, you can even try out a little bit of movement here. We invite you to move the legs around and just see if you can activate the perineal body. Nothing particularly prescribed, but see if you can make some slower, bigger movements to start off with. That'll be a little bit easier to tell as you, in essence, just bring your awareness, your attention to the perineal. However your legs want to move, they're welcome to move, but see if you can keep the movements again slower and bigger. On that note, I'm going to invite us all to make a little sound and then follow the dog's lead. So as you're moving your legs from your center, what sound wants to be expressed? You're welcome to stay with that movement for as much or as little as you like. And know that we're actually going to now connect all of this to the lumbar spine in that low back, going into a particular L2 to 3 region, which is where our Ming Men hangs out. It's the pilot light of our body. As we hang out with the Ming Men, I just see all this clinging energy, all this contracted energy. And it's carrying the energy of, I don't know if I can make it out of this, feeling like it's in a jam. I don't know if I can make it out of this. And without releasing sadness from that low back, and this actually is going all the way across the entire low back, and releasing in particular sadness around feeling undervalued. Sadness around feeling potentially on that note, having been taken for granted for. There may be a sense here of, I can't. A sense of apathy that's also in the mix. As we release that through the slow back, we're also going to unwind a fair amount of connective tissue adhesions around the sense of, again, not in particular, not feeling so valued or valuable. We're releasing the expectation of either being or being perceived as intolerable, too much, too potentially demanding, controlling. And all the irritations, frustrations around those confusions are being interwoven again through the low back, but it's like through the front body. So almost like front of pelvis, but more towards like the spine, the bones, the sacrum. From the front of them. And it goes all the way as well into the pubic symphysis, which connects, there's like a little disc that connects the two halves of your pubic bone. And they move reciprocally. As one rotates inward, the other rotates outward, and vice versa. We are releasing a lot of jammed tissue here. And this thing can get jammed up in so many ways. I was in wheel pose when I was in a yoga class in my 20s, and I had a yoga instructor do a manual adjustment, and most of it felt great, other than the fact that my pubic bone, all my weight, my entire body weight was on it. And by the time I could get it out of ouch, the bruising was there for a few weeks. So that's one way. You may have it jammed up through childbirth, can be a way. It may be jammed up from a fall. It may have been jammed up in part from sexual activity gone emotionally awry. Or it may have gotten jammed up just because there wasn't any physical or emotional trauma. There may be belief systems that are held here through you or through the family lines. In particular around how good girls, quote unquote, should keep their legs together and not be slutty. And a unifying factor, regardless of the scenario, is that of shame and insecurity, which actually feed a tendency to either be over-generous or to withdraw and to be oversensitive. So shame and insecurity, as we begin to release them through this pubic symphysis, that is releasing through that front body. In a way that allows the low back to actually not have to protect that tension in the front body. And the low back tension can also release with it. As we run a cellular repair here on the pubic symphysis, and on the sacroiliac joints alike, as well as where the spine meets the pelvis, L5, S1, and where the sacrum meets the tailbone, the coxogeal joints. Through all of these areas of connection, think of them all as transition. And here we're just simply running the permissions that things get to change. In particular, that's cognitions, thought processes around this being, having been connected in some way, shape, or form to your weakness, your failing, your faults. And releasing essentially self-incrimination that's been holding this all together, along with rumination. And on that note, we're actually going into the midline structures of the brain and working with rumination, which is like thoughts that repeat themselves frequently. In a sense of sometimes looping thoughts might be connected in here. And as we work with this through the midline of the brain, and the corpus callosum being the most notable structure of that, we're releasing the hypervigilance that's often here. That's often the thing that we have looping. That's actually like almost like the bed rock, the foundation upon which all the other rumination is happening. And I see that as creating a certain amount of dissolution. So we're going to link this all to the metal element to help it do just that, to dissolve. So what is it you're looking to dissolve that you've been ruminating or thinking about in a very repetitive way? And this is where your power has been. Wherever our rumination is happening is where our power tends to get not quite stuck per se, but limited, constricted, narrowed into a particular facet, rather than being broadly open to move its attention freely around. And this has a tendency to feed anxiety and, quite frankly, every mental health and sort of state of restlessness that there is. Underlying this all is also simply the belief system of don't forget. And there having been some shame in your ancestry around things that were forgotten. We're simply unhooking it in this way from here. As we run that permission and hook this past life energy of don't forget, the permissions, I haven't said it out loud yet. It tends to offer a sense of clear, insightful, intuitive, psychic ways through. So it's clearing out not just the intellect, but also the right brain, intuition, all of its qualities, insight, psychic capacities, etc. The permissions that's assisting here. It's very simple. And the words are simply, I am. And it's being defined by the consciousness of acceptance. I am. And we're linking that into the prefrontal cortex that hangs out in the center of the forehead and is roughly thought to be like the high heart. And we're linking that all to the 12th house, to the liver, to the liver meridian that hangs out here, and to the quality of individuation that naturally hangs out with the 12th house, which is one way of thinking about it, peeling back layers that aren't you, so you can land in the essence of you. And I also see I am landing in the heart brain. I see that it's making this slow journey from the head brain to the heart brain. So breathing with that. All the work that we've done with discernment, with awareness, with practical action for your health. We're taking that all and linking it to your relationality. That might be with a family member. That might be with a friend. That might be with somebody else. Colleague, boss, stranger that you pass in the street. And we're looking at how to, again, take all the work that we've done in this session so far around practicality and linking it into the ways that you're relating to people, the ways that you relate to others in this world. And as you become more individuated and you land in a stronger sense of yourself, it actually allows for other people to behold you. If we were raised in the culture of people-pleasing, we thought that that was our only way to survive, this gets trickier, and then people can't actually see us for who we are. And then we don't actually call in the treatment that we so desperately want, and then we default to, again, creating this loop of fawning or people-pleasing. And that usually goes with the side of, fuck, I'm so over this. I'm just going to try to control this in some way. And it's linking to active memories at age 16. Around the theme of betrayal. Whether it was in friendship, romance, family life, or anywhere in between. It created a sense of radical distrust for a part of you. That led to a sense of, and a belief, and a behavior of, I can't rely on anyone. I can't rely on anyone. And creating an even more insular approach to life through that part of you. And for this part of you, we're just simply running a cellular repair. Around the emotion of worry, overthinking, overanalyzing, and any low self-esteem that's fueling any levels of anxiety. Anything that says, I have to think about this until I figure it out, and then I'll solve all my problems. Thinking into the number five, whether that's for quintessence or the fifth house, the house of creativity, play, pleasure, joyfulness. Or it may even be age five for some of you, if you had a sense of kind of like a liberated sense of energy or freedom from those ages. And as you touch on those consciousnesses, it's actually greeting, almost like healing, soothing, balm. So those parts of you that felt so deeply betrayed in those relationalities, that was fueled heavily by your own, I won't show you who I really am and what I really need, I'll just show you this persona that I've created. Making it impossible for anyone to actually meet your needs or give you what it is you're looking for. And also making it really anxiety-inducing to try to interact with other people to get what you need because it wasn't working. And somehow this learned, conditioned, really response that was set up from early days of life becomes its own self-entrapment of misery in our own challenges and our relationships. So if you have that pattern of foot in your own life, know that we're actually unhooking it from your right foot. So you can begin to take small, being the key word here, steps, titrated steps, to unmasking and showing more of you, who you really are, around people that feel like that can happen around. And then we're linking this to the 12th house support. That old way of being, that old pattern in releasing when it's ready, in its own timing. And this might be the work of not one session, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, it might be longer. We're just simply addressing whatever layers of that are here to be met and setting the seed for that to continue to ripple forward. We're going to tap this part out here. I'm going to invite you to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that a slow, deep breath. And we're going to integrate that by tapping out cortices, linking it to the navel, and then to that perineal body. To cortices, balancing the two sides of the brain. Navel, center of connection and centeredness itself, connects us to that perineal body and becoming centered within our center. Of the origin of our center, which is what carried it in our embryological development. As we work with this pathway, we're also going to connect it down to your big toes and your kidney one points, the bottom of your big toe, like the thumb pad or the big toe pad. And then the kidney one points are roughly the center of the sole of the foot, releasing any inflammation and allowing any earthing energy to rise up through the system. And that's all looking into the 10th house. Consciousness of recognition of, again, what's in service for our health and the health of our career and the health of being appreciated in our relationships. I'm going to tap this out here. Invitation to, again, breathe and to receive however feels right for you. And giving that a round, really three rounds of breath. And if you haven't already, touching in on that resource that you found earlier, just spending the next couple minutes of your attention, your awareness of this journey, letting go of the practice of the breath, and just resting exactly where you're at or being with that resource, if that feels better for you. And I'm going to invite you to roll onto one side or the other in your own timing. And letting yourself continue to rest here for the next few minutes. another minute or so. I'm going to invite in some sharers. You're welcome to turn your cameras off or on for that part. And if you're not able to stay, that's fine too. Feel free just to say goodbye before we begin that process. And if you're able to, in the next minute or so, I'm going to invite you to just take a minute to reflect on the journey and or journal about it if you prefer. If you want to make a note or two about that for yourself, you're welcome to write that down or just simply reflect on how your journey met your intention for today. How your journey met your intention for today. And as the song ends, I'm going to invite you to just simply close today's practice with this expression. Thank you to Creator, to Spirit, and to all of our helpers, seen and unseen, that gathered here with us today. Thank you to all that came through in our journey today. We ask that it live on in good ways for ourselves, this world, and all that we encounter in our journey through it. Thank you to the earth, the sky, the fire, the water. Thank you for your gifts and how they merge together through this breath. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. As we bring our practice to a close for today, I'm going to stop the recording here. I'm going to invite anyone who feels called to express a little bit. It can be really supportive to integrate the practice of the breath. And I know today was kind of a combo of breath and body talk, to just simply share a little bit about what happened for you. And if you are available to do that, I'll invite you to come on to camera. Okay, I'm just going to stop the recording here.